Well, you probably are getting tired.
I am. You are too, I suppose.
No, I'm
landy.
All right.
I don't know what landy means. I've got it written here.
Remember, we've got one back that you have to come back to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That'll be easy, though. Now, someone asks you if you've ever joined a certain club, and you say, no, I never...
cared to.
Or in terms of using the word join, no, I never...
Oh, I never joined that club.
All right. And people go to church to worship...
God.
And the talk that the preacher gives is known as the...
sermon.
And you see a nice scene, and you say, my, isn't it?
The scenery is beautiful.
And you turn on the radio, if you happen to like hymns, let's say. We turn on the radio to hear the good...
program.
Or if it's program involving...
music. And I do enjoy the old hymns from Moody now, I'll tell you the truth. They are wonderful.
It's a good station to have around.
Yes, I enjoy it very much. Do you know Pastor Little?
Little. Yeah.
Little? Is that right?
There's a Little. He's the question box.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can't think of his first name, though, somewhere.
Well, I don't know if I can. Robert, isn't it?
Robert J. Little.
That's Robert, yes, that's right.
I don't know him. No, he's at... I know some of the Moody people. A lot of them live in Wheaton. But
yes,
you know,
and do you know Lewis Paul...
Lehman.
Do you know
terrific.
Him?
No, I don't know him, but I hear the program.
No, I do too.
I appreciate him.
I enjoy him very much.
He's
it's
clever.
A different voice, and at first, when I first started to hear him, I thought, no, I can't take that voice. And then I thought, well, now that's awful to feel that way. But, you know, I become very interested in what he has to say.
He has
a different approach, doesn't
he? Certainly
he
does.
Yes.
Good radio pastor. My neighbor, Dr.
He's a pastor. Now, they never call him doctor. Is he a doctor?
I don't think
A reverend. He's reverend.
I think his ministry is strictly radio ministry, though. I'm not sure.
Oh,
he had a church in Grand Rapids for a while. My neighbor is Dr. Hakes, who was formerly at a church.
I have a very, very close friend that lives at Wheaton and goes to the Bible church.
Really?
But she's in the south in the winter time, so she's not around right now.
It's a terrifically...
Bond is her, was her name.
Church. Oh, it's a tremendous amount of people go there.
Yes.
Just getting to know the people in our Sunday school class. Well, the name of the bad man from below, you might
the
call
devil.
Him. Do you have any different word for him when you were a
well,
child?
Well, I probably would have called him Satan.
Did you ever use boogeyman or anything like that? Or the?
No, I never was much of a hand to use that term.
Well, most children have a symbol of evil.
Yes, yes.
It's hard to tell if you're right. Now, around the cemetery at night, you might see a...
ghost. You might.
You might. Do you ever call it a spook?
Well, yes. Spooks around, yes.
And the house people are afraid to live in is the...
the haunted house.
And if it's not too cold and it's not warm, you'd say, well, it's
mild.
It's rather, would you say rather cold or kind of cold? Or
well, I'd say it's rather cold today.
Rather cold. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to go, you say, I'd
prefer not to go.
Or would you use that same word that we used in the other one?
I'd rather not, yes.
If you're greeting a friend, a very common way to greet them is to say, hello, and...
how do you do? How are you today? I guess that's the very common way. My friends, who are not Methodists, I think, get quite a kick out of me because I've always been quite a hand to shake hands. And whatever group, now I belong to a literary group, and of course they're not all Methodists by any manner of means, you know, but it's just as natural for me to go around that circle and shake hands as can be.
Thank God.